All right, welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here. I have a couple motivational thoughts to share with you to get your week started out. And the first is an adapted quote from Richard Rohr, along with a metaphor or image that I think can inspire us along our way this week. Well, Quaker Pastor Philip Gully superbly summarizes how we must rebuild spirituality from the bottom up in his book, If the Church Were Christian. That just kind of smacks you in the face, doesn't it? A book entitled, If the Church Were Christian. Well, here Richard takes liberty of using his own words to restate some of Phil's message, but it offers an excellent description of maybe what is emerging in Christianity today. Richard says, Jesus is a model for living more than an object of worship. Affirming people's potential is more important than reminding them of their brokenness. The work of reconciliation should be valued over making judgments. Gracious behavior is more important than right belief. Inviting questions is more valuable than supplying answers. Encouraging the personal search is more important than group uniformity. Meeting actual needs is more important than maintaining institutions. Peacemaking is more important than power. We should care more about love and less about sex. Life in this world is more important than the afterlife, because eternity is God's work anyway. Richard Rohr shared those words on All Saints Day in 2019. And if you can, rewind and listen to each of those phrases and maybe pick one or two that inspire you, that motivate you. For me, one of those is inviting questions. It's more valuable than supplying the answers. To sit within the questions that people are asking, the hurts and hopes that are there, inviting conversation and dialogue around that, and then wading into the work. I think it's so important. Instead of just shooting for a quick answer, a quick fix, because that often isn't really what works anyway. And so be motivated around those statements. And again, pick one or two that you can live. Well, to draw it together, I give you a metaphor or an image to consider. You are holding a cup of coffee when someone comes along and bumps into you or shakes your arm, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Well, why did you spill the coffee? Because someone bumped into me. Well, that's the wrong answer. You spilled the coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in your cup, you would have spilled tea. Whatever is inside the cup is what will spill out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, we will be shaken. Whatever is inside you will come out. It's easy to fake it until you get rattled, so we have to ask ourselves, what's in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills over? Is it joy, gratefulness, peace, humility, or anger, bitterness, harsh words, and reactions? Life provides the cup. You choose how to fill it. And so let's go to work on filling our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, words of affirmation, kindness, gentleness, love for others, to live the questions and to enter into the mystery with Jesus as we seek to bring life to this world. What's in your cup, folks? What spills out? May you be motivated this week to fill that cup with the good things and spill it out everywhere you go. All right, good day.